Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, garden author, and I love to create beautiful, sustainable landscapes. One of the themes I love to install is a water garden. Do you have a water garden? Would you like to have one? I think having the sound of water or a water garden with goldfish in your landscape enhances and completes your garden experience. This hour, my guest will be Kathy Gents, and I hope to inspire you with our conversation to put in a water garden. So let's do our dirty word of the day. And this is a new feature I have. I'm just going to give you a word that we use in gardening and in landscaping. And I'm going to just give you the definition of it so that you can learn and you'll be able to use the phrases that we use in gardening so you can get what you want and find what you need. So this week, my dirty word of the day is hardscape. Hardscape is a word that describes features of an outdoor space that have been built out of hard materials, such as rock, steel, wood, concrete, rather than plants, shrubs, and trees. In the landscape, they include such items as arches, bridges, arbors, decks, fences, pathways, paver patios, pergolas, walls, and water features. Hardscape elements are meant to endure for long periods or last permanently. They add to the flow of the landscape by directing people to specific locations along a trail or have a utilitarian purpose, such as shade or shelter from the weather. Hardscape can enhance the ambiance of the garden when used in a themed fashion. Try to use hardscape with your friends this week in a word. You can talk about your flagstone pathways, your arbor, or even your terraced wall, even your water garden, and say, you know, this hardscape in my landscape is great. That's kind of awkward, isn't it? Hardscape in the landscape? Well, you get the idea. You can find all of the dirty words that I provide each week, along with August, what to do in your landscape, my design tips, and more on betterlawns.com. So that is the dirty word of the day. Now, I had a text message that talked about, is clumping bamboo, is it invasive? So let me just tell you a little bit about clumping bamboo so that I can ease everybody's mind. Okay, so clumping bamboo is similar to, any shrub growing in your yard. You know, we have viburnums that get to be 18 to 20 feet tall. And so, you know, bamboo is the same way. Clumping bamboo, they grow gradually outward from the center with the new canes coming in taller and getting larger in every direction each year. So the most important thing to remember about clumping bamboo is that they do not spread by sending underground runners. Okay, that's important. They're not invasive. Okay, now, they may get bigger than you want, so you want to make sure you have the right size and space and select the right cultivar, but clumping bamboo is a safe and attractive plant that you can add to your landscape. And so, you know, go about research which ones you like the best. I will tell you, my favorites are the blue bamboo, Bambusa, and so I love that one, Bambusa loca, I think it is. And then also to the golden goddess one. It's nice, it's pretty, it's safe, and it will create a nice privacy hedge and add some ambiance. If you want that tropical or Middle Eastern type of look, then, you know, bamboo will do that really well. So I have some more text messages. It says, my coleus is growing and spreading like crazy. Am I able to split the plants? I have two that are about 3 feet wide. Well, you know what I love about coleuses is that when you can snap them off and you can stick that node in. If you snap off a piece about 6 inches and you can put it 3 inches into the ground, it will grow a new plant. So you can go ahead and you can dig it up and, you know, replant it. You can chop it down and it will regrow and be much denser. But anything you snap off of a coleus, you can stick in the ground and it will grow. I love that. And so that's just a very easy way to multiply your plants. And there's so many different coleus varieties. I was just at the convention center this week, and they use coleuses as just a mound of a color, and they just have a flow where it has one variety, it's one cultivar, and then they have another cultivar. So the colors are yellow, burgundy, they have chartreuse green, they have all different colors of coleus, and they look nice in a group together as a ground cover. You can even make them. They grow in the sun or the shade. And again, I don't like to see them flower, so I always snap them off and have a nice, dense little annual perennial. They do last the wintertime here, all right? So, go ahead and plant them in your yard. So then I had another text message that says, where can I find and buy Florida hydrangeas and irises? Okay, so hydrangeas you're going to find in the springtime in the nurseries. All the nurseries and even the box stores will have hydrangeas for sale in the springtime, especially around Easter and Mother's Day. Okay, you'll find them then. That'll be a good time to buy them. But the Apostle's Iris, you can find usually at most nurseries, you'll be able to find them through the fall here. Nurseries are starting to bring in their fall plants, and you can find them now. I just was at a nursery last week, and I found them. And you can find them all the way through into next spring and summer. They usually are sold pretty much spring and fall. They'll be bringing lots in. So that's the times when you really, if you're looking for something special, those are the easiest times to find all the great plants, is spring and fall. But if you really want one, ask the nursery to bring it in. Okay, you can ask the box stores, when is your next shipment of Apostle's Iris coming in? Ask the nursery to bring them in. They'll do that for you, or they'll tell you when they're coming in. And you can put your name on a list usually, and they'll call you when they come in. So that's a great way to do it. Let's see here. When I lived in Leesburg, we had hardscapes all around our yard, and we had two goldfish ponds in the backyard. In fact, my kids would just sit in it just like and put their feet, dangle their feet in the pond, and we loved them so much. Coming up, we're going to be having Kathy Gents. She's the editor of the Water Gardening Journal, and so she's going to tell us a great way to have water gardens. She's going to give us all the best advice. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Our military veterans have been loyal to this country, so they deserve a partner who's just as loyal. K9 Partners for Patriots is giving veterans and active military a second chance at life by empowering those with PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and military sexual trauma through the experience of training and caring for their own service dog. Homeless shelter dogs have eagerly agreed to help and serve. And now it's your turn. Make a donation now at K9PartnersForPatriots.com. That's K9PartnersForPatriots.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. My next guest, Kathy Gents, is editor and publisher of the award-winning Washington Gardener magazine based in Washington, D.C. She's also the host of the popular Garden D.C. podcast. Her mission is to turn black thumbs green. A lifelong gardener, Kathy believes that growing plants should be stress-free and enjoyable. Her philosophy is inspiration over perspiration. I love that. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. Great. How about you?
I am doing great. I'm so excited to have you on. It's been a dream of mine for a long time. You know, in the 60s, I know, I can't wait to see you again. In the 60s, as a little girl, I grew up right down the road from Cypress Gardens and Slocum Water Gardens in Winter Haven. Our family would drive by this beautiful water garden that you could see from the road. You could look right down into it nearly every day. It became my fantasy garden. As the editor of the Water Garden Journal for the International Water Lily and Water Gardening Society, why do you think water gardens should be in more landscapes?
Well, Teresa, I think water is something that all humans kind of crave, and that movement and that sparkle in the garden just cannot be duplicated with anything else. And there's something almost, I guess we would say, Jungian in our cells that really yearn to be near fresh, moving water.
So how big does a water garden have to be?
Well, it can be as small as just like a little fountain in a bowl sitting on a table. So if you just have a patio or a deck or a rooftop garden, you can certainly have like that sparkle and movement of water there. Or you can go up to, you know, an 8-foot oval is a nice moderate size for a home backyard. And then, of course, there are those people who turn their entire landscape into a water garden.
I know. That's what I did. So for all of us in the green industries, and I've been talking about it for the last couple of weekends, as garden communicators, we're very water conscious and we don't like to waste water. Can water gardens be sustainable?
Oh, absolutely. Almost, I would say, 99% of water features are recirculating the water. So you're using the same water over and over and over in the system, and it's going through a filter, so that's even better. A lot of it is captured rainwater. Of course, when you initially fill it, then that might be using, you know, 1,000 gallons or so. And then if there's a drought period, say of like 3 or 4 weeks of no rain, you might have to top off your water feature depending on what it is.
Right. And I was just thinking, when I think about that question, you know, are water gardens sustainable? I think about all the pools we have in Florida. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, those use quite a bit more water. And so this is really just a little, you know, down in size a wee bit, but it is sustainable. I think that's important. So what are the basic rules for being successful with a water garden?
So the first is patience, like all gardening, right?
Yeah, you have to have patience.
Yeah, when you first set it up, it's going to have to take a little bit of time to settle in and get its equilibrium. So a lot of times what happens is you'll first set it up and your water plants won't have filled in yet. So you'll have a lot of surface exposed, and that will cause an algae bloom. So then, you know, within the first month or so, your water will turn green. And then you don't have to do much. You don't have to go out and buy chemicals and shock it or do anything. All you have to do is wait for those plants to fill in and cover the surface and cut off the sunlight to the bottom, and it will right itself, so to speak. Like, you want to create its own little ecosystem. So that's where I say the patience come in, because you get a little surprised with that first algae bloom every springtime, every year as well, not just when you first set it up.
Right. And that was kind of hard, you know, for me to tell some of my clients, was that you get that algae bloom and your first instinct is to go ahead and empty it and start over again. And then the water garden has to start all over again. And it takes about 3 weeks for that balance to arrive, if you've got everything that you need in it, and you have the fish and plants and all that. But 3 weeks is, and overnight, boom, it will turn clear. It's an amazing process. So do you have to have fish with a water garden?
You don't. Some people just do literally water garden, just plants only. Some people do the entire opposite, which is fish only, so just a koi pond, it would be called, or you can do a mix. Some plants and koi don't mix, just letting people know that right away.
Koi love to eat plants. Yeah, don't buy the $200 water lily bulb and put it in there, because it'll eat that.
Koi like to munch on. Yeah, koi like to munch on a lot of different things, so that's why some people will keep them in a separate area. Or sometimes you'll see the plants elevated or in a ring or something, and that's just to keep the koi from nibbling on their edges.
Right. Usually you will see the koi in hotels and commercial properties, and they're in just a pool of water. There's no plants with them, because they're voracious. So what kind of plants can you use in a water garden?
So there's a huge range of water plants that you can get from all over the world. And, of course, even natively, we have our native pickerel weeds. You know, you can have miniature cattails and miniature reeds, because the full-size cattails and reeds could be a little much for a home garden.
They will expand very quickly.
Yep. And then there's Louisiana iris, which is just beautiful. And of course, there is the hardy water lilies that are native to the Americas. So there's the classic white hardy water lily, and there's a pink version and a yellow version. And then you can get into all what we would consider the tropical or exotic water lilies and lotuses. And my best advice to people is, if you love lotus, get a miniature one and put it in its own pot.
Yes.
So just like we separate the koi, because they can be a little aggressive with some of our plants, we separate the lotus, because you will soon just have lotus.
Exactly. And then there are also, too, I love to have nighttime blooming water lilies. And so you have something opening during the day, and then about 4:30, 5 o'clock, the night ones open, and they stay open at night, and they're so fragrant.
That's a great point, because if you do work outside the home, if you just have the hardy water lilies, often you'll miss their bloom during the day.
Yeah, that's one. So you're the queen of stress-free gardening, Kathy. So how much maintenance realistically does a water garden need?
So for me, I call it the least maintenance of my entire landscape, because guess what? You don't need to weed.
Nope.
You don't need to water. That's about, I have a 9-foot oval, so 9-foot by 9-foot area that I don't have to do anything to except for top off every once in a while. My fish feed on the insects in there. I just have little feeder goldfish, so I don't feed them every day like you would have to with koi. And it's just a once a year reset in the spring. And then in the fall, because I'm in the D.C. area, I do a little bit of putting it to bed, taking out some of the floating annual
right.
plants, and then pushing all the others together in the middle just to insulate each other.
Right. And that's another great tip, is that you don't feed your goldfish. I mean, unless you have koi, but I usually just store bought goldfish, the black moors and all the regular mm-hmm. goldfish, and just let them grow in the, they get big. But I never fed them except when we had guests, and they take care of the algae issue, and they take care of cleaning the water. But if you feed them, then you're going to have more problems with your filters, and you're going to have to clean them out a little bit more, because the fish, when they eat, they poop.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually great fertilizer, too.
It is.
I can't tell you how much my plants around the pond love being watered by pond water.
That's I agree. And I used to put it always in my compost pile. So you're the editor of the International Water Lily and Water Garden Society, and that's a quarterly magazine. Tell us about how our listeners can get that.
Sure. So you would just go to IWGS.org, so International Water Garden Society.org, and it's a nominal fee to join, and it truly is international. So about a third or so of the membership is in America and South America, and then we have a big contingent from Europe, and then a big contingent from Asia and Australia and Africa. So it's really great exchange of information. And it's for all levels, from beginners on up. And there's a annual water lily competition, and in the journal we show the winners of that, and that is drool worthy.
Oh, true, drool worthy. I'm going to have to look at that. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to tell you, Tony's not going to like this. I'm going to want a water garden in our backyard. That's one thing I don't have, and it's on my list. So that's going to be great. So what other resources do you recommend for someone who wants to learn about having a water garden?
Well, like the water garden that you said you passed in your childhood, I recommend going to visit local water gardens, either at a local botanical garden or public garden. And there's so many beautiful ones across the country. But then there's also your local independent water garden centers. So that could be part of a regular garden center, or it could be a specialty garden center that you can look up in your area. And just visit them, and almost always they have beautiful demonstration gardens, and they can talk to you about size and
filters and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Exactly.
So, Kathy, real quickly, I've only got less than 30 seconds. You've got a new book coming out with our dear friend Teresa Spite. So would you come on in the springtime when it comes out and talk about it?
I would love to. It's on pre-order now. It's called The Urban Garden, 101 Ways to Bring Food and Beauty to the City. But I would love to come back and especially be joined with the other Teresa. So we'll have two Teresas and me.
All right. Thank you so much. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Camaraderie got Miguel through Iraq and Afghanistan. Back home, it saved his life. The support of his fellow veterans gave Miguel the connection and resources he needed to adjust to civilian life. Now, he's paying that forward at the Florida Veterans Support Line. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET. Confidential, 24/7.
If you or someone you love needs help, call me. I've been there.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You have a gardening question? This is a great time to call. You can let me help you with your gardening dilemma, or maybe a design question, or just just some help in what should you do. Call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We want to send our best wishes and concern to, you know, Mississippi and Louisiana. They're going to be getting hit with Ida over the weekend. And, you know, this is important to remember that we do get a lot of hurricanes this time of the year. And so putting off fertilizing your turf is really a good idea till the end of September first part of October. All right. So we don't put it down right now. And a lot of us, you know, live in cities and counties where it's still banned until we get into the fall. So there's no reason to put down any kind of fertilizer for your turf right now. Now, if your grass needs greened up, you can always put an application of iron on it. You can do the ironing. You can do the ironing any time of the day. Does anybody do ironing anymore? I don't know. But you can apply and you can put down iron on your turf any time of the year if you just want it to green up. You know, we put the nitrogen and the potassium on it to get it to grow. During the summertime with the heat, with the rain, you know, the sunlight, we don't need grass to grow any faster. Okay, so that's good. I have a text who says, what's the best way to affix air plants to trees and maybe orchids? Well, I love doing that. In fact, it's great to have, you know, your patio and have canopy trees have orchids in them. You can do this in South Florida all year round. And even in Central Florida, they will do just fine. North Florida, you're going to want to keep them in baskets underneath the trees so you can bring them inside for the wintertime. But air plants, you want to use between a 10 and 12 gauge wire. I like to use the green wire. I like to use floral wire. And then wrap the base of the air plant either in a crotch area of a tree, or you can tie it, you know, wrap the wire directly around the branch or the limb. And just to fix it and then just twist the wire, you can do that. And with orchids, it's the same thing. I also like to use the sphagnum moss or maybe some Tillandsia, you know, Spanish moss. Around the wire too, maybe tuck it in here and there so you don't see the wire, but you know it should just fade into the background of the branch. And so you can use 10 to 12 gauge wire. You can get that at any hardware store, do-it-yourself store, or order it online. That'll be no problem whatsoever. Also too, my In Your Backyard newsletter is coming out next week, and then I have a great step-by-step directions in there on how to take a maintenance landscape headache, which is if you've got any of those tiered water fountains, sometimes they can be a little bit of a problem to maintain, and they don't have the water running, and so they're an issue. If you'd like to just empty the water out of it and turn it into a luscious succulent fountain, I have instructions in that in my newsletter, and it's on how to create an Easy Care succulent fountain garden. You can go onto my website, she-consulting.com, and you can find out how to do that in your own backyard. Let's go to text. It says, hibiscus is not flowering, and what should you do? Well, I would wonder how often you're fertilizing or when the last time you fertilized it was. Hibiscus are really great bloomers during the summertime, but they do need to have consistent fertilizing. I would use a slow-release blooming fertilizer on it according to the label. You know, Osmocote would be every 90 days. Dynamite would be every 6 months. Or you can use Spoma or Sunnyland blooming fertilizers. So just follow the label on how often you need to apply it. So get that hibiscus blooming. Let's go to Judith. Good morning, Judith. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm interested in knowing if there are any perennial flowers that we could put in the front of our house, and we face west.
Okay. Just perennial flowers that bloom and face west? Okay, so they're they're getting a lot of full sun. And so I would go with, what is your house color? What is your front door color? What kind of theme you have? So thinking about that, what kind of landscape do you have? Is it tropical, or is it a collage of different types of plants?
Yes, it's several bushes. They were actually done for us before we bought the house.
Uh-huh. Okay, do you know what bushes they are? Are they all green?
They're all green, and they do bloom occasionally, some of them.
Okay.
And I have no idea what they are.
Oh, these are the questions I love, Judith.
Yeah.
So what color are the flowers? Do you know that?
The flowering, they're kind of like an orange on some of the bushes. Some of them are a pointed stick, and they're kind of purplish. Some of them are just green, and the bushes, they don't flower at all.
Okay, so you got orange and purple. So, you know, you could use a number. Do you know how big of a space you have to put them in? What size bed?
It's pretty good size.
Okay, it's pretty good size. Okay, so then I would add probably a couple of rows, maybe a little mastaria. I would add some drift roses. Okay, and you can pick any color you want that would go with the purple and the orange. Those are great colors. So I would do probably a peach color, or I would even go with a white. Okay, white or even yellow. Drift roses.
Okay.
Then you could add some apostle iris, though, too. So that would be bringing in some of your purple. And then also, too, you could use coleuses. You could put in, let's see, what else could I put in? You could put in some green shrubs. You could actually even use Laura petalum, too, as well. Some of the lower ones, not any of the tall bushes, but the lower ones, so that they look more like a ground cover. And I would just do a little mass planting and have it meandering around. That should give you lots of colors with very low maintenance. You could also try plumbago, too, as well. A white plumbago would look lovely.
How do you spell that, the plumbago?
P-L-U-M. B-A-G-O. Now, there's plenty of blues, and there's different, you know, cultivars of the blue plumbago, which is light baby blue, and then they have a kind of deep, dark, intense blue. But the white is really pretty, and that will stand out. What color did you say your house was?
It's a cream color with green shutters and door.
Okay, great. Then the white would do very well. So I would go to the nursery, go to the garden center, and see what you can find in whites and peach and yellows.
Okay.
Okay.
What is Peter's Nursery's number?
I do not have that, hon. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Where are they located?
They're located in Lakeland.
Okay.
All right. Where are you located?
We're in Lakeland.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So just text or just Google Peterson's Nursery, and it should pop right up.
Okay.
They'll have some plants there for you to buy. I appreciate you calling. Thank you so much. We still have time for your phone calls at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
My name is Kelly Quintero. I'm the Director of Advocacy at Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida. We provide food assistance to families in need and help people develop skills to pursue rewarding careers in the culinary industry. I'm driven to help Floridians get back on their feet. And that's why I'm supporting Our Florida. This new federally funded program provides assistance with up to 15 months of rent and utility bills. With financial support for rent and utilities, families can eat better too. If you've lost a job or had your wages cut, you may qualify. Go to ourflorida.com and sign up today. Getting assistance with your rent and utilities is quick and easy. The website is ourflorida.com. That's OURFlorida.com. Go online, register, and get the help you need. This message was sponsored by the state of Florida.
For financial assistance with your unpaid rent and utility bills, go to ourflorida.com. Sponsored by the state of Florida.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
And we're back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can give me a call for, 407-916-5400 or 888-455-2967. And we have Beverly online. Good morning, Beverly. How are you?
I'm well, Teresa. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for calling in. I've been thinking about you.
Well, I've been listening, but I wanted to kind of let you get your stride, and you've definitely hit it. You're doing great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it must be so different.
It is. It is. But you know what? It's different for Tom, too, and Joni. They get to sleep in and just take it a little bit more easier. So
they can just reach over at 7 and turn on the radio, lie in bed, and listen to you.
That's it.
Listen, I do have a question. A few weeks ago, y'all had some calls about ponytail palms.
Yes.
And I inherited my mother's ponytail palm, and it's in a pot on a stand in the house, mm-hmm. and it's just, it's getting to, once I realized how big they got, I thought, ruh-roh, you know, I got to do something with this palm. But, of course, it freezes up here.
Right, so you can't put it outside.
Well, I'm wondering, because of the freeze, can I put it, like, under the drip edge of one of my oak trees where it'll get sun but might be protected from hard freeze?
No, they're very tropical. Very tropical. They're not going to survive. And I will tell you what will happen is it might, you know, every winter it's going to just freeze down. And if it's a very severe freeze, and I'm going to say if it gets into like 35, then it's going to damage that bulb and that bulb's going to rot. Okay. So
I'm just going to have to drive it down to you.
Do that. That would be great. I won't put it in my yard, but I'll give it to somebody else.
Well, find some place. You know, it's so old. I mean, I've had it It's probably almost 20 years old.
Yeah. But,
and I guess it's pot bound is why it's not. But I mean, it's pretty big.
They do get big, and so that's one of the issues that you're definitely going to want to, be careful with. They get 20 feet tall, and I've seen them get even taller than that. And then they also, that base gets as big as a Volkswagen. So
yeah,
it's never going to get that big where you are, Beverly, but in South Florida, they get huge.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, when you say extra cold 35, I'm thinking, we get down in the mid 20s sometimes.
That's what I'm thinking too, is that it's just going to rot on you when it gets, when it gets wet like that and it freezes. It's not going to do well.
Maybe when I drive down to get on the plane and go on the garden tour, I'll just put it in the back of my car.
That would be good. Okay,
you can donate it to someone who wants it.
I'll give it away. That's what I'll do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Nice
talking
to you.
You're doing great.
Thank you so much, Beverly. I appreciate you checking in. And is it raining a lot there? Oh, did Colton? No, you're there. Are you still there, Beverly? No, Colton's going no. All right, well, we're going to check back in with Beverly. I'm going to find out about the rate issue. Let's go to Neil real quick in Lakeland. Good morning, Neil. How are you? Thank you for calling.
I'm doing fine, but I'm concerned about my new ligustrum plants. I got big ones.
Okay.
I want an instant hedge.
Okay.
And I planted them, and they were growing real well, but I've noticed some yellow spots showing up on the leaves.
Okay.
And I gave them one dose of fertilizer, some 666, about a month ago, and it said to do it spring, summer, and fall. And I, if it hasn't rained much, I try to water them in, but I'm concerned about these little yellow spots.
Well, the little yellow spots are natural because they are just because of the rain and the humidity. So you want to, ligustrums are susceptible to it. So you can put a fungicide on it. How big are the plants?
They're about 6 foot tall.
Okay, so it's going to be a little difficult for you to, keep them sprayed to keep the leaf spot down. So what I suggest is just make sure that you don't water at night. Okay, you don't want to get the leaves wet, and then make sure they stay. Yeah, you don't want the irrigation to be hitting the leaves.
That's probably the problem because I've been irrigating and I spray on the leaves so it all drip down under the ground there.
Yeah.
And, so that's probably my problem.
Okay, so go ahead and the roots are the only thing that absorb water. So just put it down at the root system. And because they get enough rain to cause the issue just from our summer rains. But if you're watering the leaves too as well and they stay wet during the night, then that's going to acerbate the issue.
Okay. You hit it on the nose. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So let us know how you're doing. Keep them fertilized, keep them healthy, and you can spray a fungicide on them to prevent it in the future, but I just think they're too big and it's just going to cost too much money. So change your practices.
What about the fertilizer? What do you recommend?
Just a regular 666 like you're using is fine, 10-10-10. Just a balanced fertilizer is great.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Neil. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to my text messages. Hello, I missed the contact information for Leah and her Tower Gardens. Please provide. You can text Leah at 386-473-2638. All right, you can text her or you can go on to her website, which is Leah, L-E-A-H, Brook, B-R-O-O-K, .towergarden.com. And that will, that'll get you a hold of Leah. All right. It says, please repeat the orchid repotting and bring two plants. So the orchid repotting is going on today at Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland. And that starts at 10 o'clock. You can go there and get your orchids repotted. And then also look at their great plants that they have. There's a great selection there at their garden center. So that's Peterson Nursery in Lakeland. Thank you so much for the reminder. And so I don't know what this other one says, so I'm not going to touch this one. Do you see my text messages? No? All right. This is interesting. it says currently the pigeon pea is about 3 months old. So I don't know what that means. So congratulations. I don't know what that means. All right. So if you would like to know more information on my Facebook page, Better Lawns on Facebook, I'm going to be putting Leah's information on there. Then also to Kathy Jentz's, I'm going to put the International Water Lily and Water Garden Society information. And then we'll also put the information on the Cuban Nights Anole. You can go on to Facebook and see that. Tell your friends and family about our Facebook page. Let's go to Teresa real quick. Did she? Nope, we do not have time. Well, oh, there you go. Thank you so much. I'm looking at all these different screens here. I have a pigeon pea tree plant that is about 10 to 12 feet tall. When will it flower? And currently the pigeon pea is about 3 months old. Well, I don't know when it's going to flower for you, but you definitely want to make sure it's fertilized on a regular basis. Use a blooming fertilizer, okay? And that'll increase the nutrition that it will need, the phosphorus that it will need. And I will definitely say that it's going to bloom next spring, all right? So 3 months old, get it through the wintertime. I don't know where you're located, but pigeon pea, so go ahead and then, you know, keep it fertilized and it will bloom for you. All right, we're good, Colton? Thank you so much. I would like to thank my guest, Leah Brooke, with Tower Gardens. She has so much information. She's so generous with her knowledge. Get a hold of her and find out more about Tower Gardens. Also, Kathy Jentz, editor of the Washington Gardener magazine and the DC Garden podcast. And I loved having her on, and we're going to have her on with Urban Gardens, her and Teresa Spite, in the springtime when her new book comes out. You're going to want that. You can pre-order it now, and that's Urban Garden. Also, too, want to thank everyone who called and texted in. You're going along with me, and I know Beverly's out there listening. Jim and Bob in, you know, up there near Gainesville, I hope everything's going okay. Let us know how you're doing. I'd love to hear from you. You can always text or you can call in. I will be back next week. Thank you, everyone. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.